Ew. Fecal love. Ew.
Do you know where that's from, Shag?
No.
We talked about the last week, the two girls in a cup thing.
Yeah. No. Well, what is this?
Here.
No, don't send him the link. Do not send him the link. Do not send him the link.
All right. What's the deal?
No, you know,
I've been trying to think about this,
no.
John, and...
There's one. Set for stun.
Hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero life mate, Solid Bob.
Inconceivable!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Hey, and welcome to another issue of The Unique Geek. As always, I'm your host, Joe. And with me on the phone this week and in the studio, I have Ron. Ron, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm one of the people on the line, not in the studio.
And it's not even this week. It's just this episode. I'm still used to the old way. We also have Sterling. Sterling of 6 months Reset and New Bards Press. And 5 minutes or less with the Bard, which hasn't come out in a long time. Why is that, Sterling?
I've been very, very tired.
Hey, zero is less than five.
That is true. I'm going to use that. Never mind.
Speaking of zero, it's about 0 degrees outside. Sir, how you doing?
It's actually 8, but that's pretty frickin' ass close.
Well, it's 2 zeros stacked on top of each other.
That's
and
true.
Also, we have the irredeemable one, Shag.
The irredeemable Shag.
Dude, I gave you the freaking tag. You didn't have to yell it.
I know. It gives me joy to frustrate you. And especially it gives me joy to make Ed cringe every time he listens to one of our podcasts.
In the end, though, Ant-Man was redeemed.
Was he?
Yes. Yeah,
to some extent.
An Avenger.
But
well,
I'm the irredeemable
I know, but
Shag.
But then he got
I'll
into a fight
be,
with the
I'll
chick.
Never be I'll never be redeemed. So.
You're never going to join the initiative?
No one's ever going to redeem him.
He
has no redeemable value.
You can turn him into
7-Eleven
for 5 cents.
It's kind of like a gift card to Sharper Image.
If you go to Michigan, Sterling, I'm worth 10 cents.
The irrecyclable Shag. Hey, and in studio we have D item.
The impenetrable D.
Thankful. I'm sure you're thankful for that. And your wife is.
But you're a Marine, doesn't that mean? Oh, no, that was a Navy. So anyway. Sorry, I just can't look at D anymore.
just alienated all of our Navy listeners. Way to go, John.
Well, if you're a Navy listener and you want to argue with me, you can email me at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com or see us in the listserv at thelistserv.uniquegeek. Wait, no. Ooh,
what?
Actually, you know what? I figured out how to solve this problem. Listserv.theuniquegeek.com will get you to our listserv. So, and yes, it will. By the time they hear this, it will. So, tonight's topic, and it may be a very short podcast from what I understand, is Geek Hangovers. This topic was actually brought up by the one and only Ravenface in the listserv. And the idea here is movies that we thought when we saw it in the movie theater were awesome geek movies, and then later realized this movie is really a pile of crap or not worth it or just, just not really all that we thought it was in the movie theater. I'll let Serve take the one that everyone talked about. Serve, do you remember the one that everyone seemed to come up with at the time?
Well, everybody seemed to talk about Independence Day. You know, when everybody saw that, the summer that it came out, everybody's like, oh, wow, that's the action blockbuster of America. And I remember really kind of walking out of the theater thinking, you know, if I was 11 or 12 years old, that would have been the most kick-ass movie I've ever seen. But I'm not, and it wasn't. Now, another one that actually came to mind, and I might get some flack over this, I honestly might, a movie that when I first saw it, I was like, holy smokes, this movie kicks ass. And through the passing of time, I have to say, unfortunately, it just does not hold up, is Red Dawn.
Ooh. That's a good one, though, dude.
I know.
You're right.
You know, I mean, I love it from the nostalgia point of view. And the fact that it was on, I don't know, I think every day when I was 13 in the summer on HBO, it was on every day. So I could watch it all the time. And, but it just, it doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up with time. So,
how dare you say something about Patrick Swayze in a time like this?
Well, you know, I'm also saying something bad about C. Thomas Howell and Charlie Sheen and the rest of the Outsiders. Oh, wait, never mind. That's a different group.
Patrick Swayze has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and may only have weeks to live.
They say he's okay. He's responding well to treatment.
And nobody puts pancreas in the corner.
That's right.
Oh, but don't.
Classic. I like it.
Sterling, did you have any geek hangovers? Or even, you know, let me throw this topic out too. There's also what I experienced from my experiences. Movies that when we originally saw it, just were like, wow, this movie isn't really that great. And then later, learned to appreciate it and actually have it listed as one of their favorite movies of all time. Do you have anything that would fall into either of those categories there, Sterling?
Goonies.
Now,
loved it. Loved it when it was first out. Saw it recently and was like, this really isn't that interesting or good, or that's not fun. Same thing with Poltergeist. It really doesn't have the chills it used to have.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
Poltergeist hasn't really gone very well.
Yeah, I tried watching Poltergeist, and the funny thing is that nowadays Poltergeist actually can be on broadcast television, unedited.
It's almost like a comedy now. It's not a scary movie.
It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show. Only good.
But do scary movies really hold up anyways? I mean, once you've seen all the scary parts, once you know what's coming next, can that movie ever be the same?
Well, that's not true. I think there are scary movies that are out there that maintain their scare. For example, The Shining. I mean, I was watching The Shining for the first 2 hours, and I was like, okay, yeah, he's going crazy. And then that last 30 minutes, I was like checking the doors. I mean, it just really picked up at the end, and it just really ramped up the creep factor. And I had seen it before.
The only reason I say there's only one scary movie that I know that the second time I've ever had any feeling for. And, you know, in most cases, once I've seen it.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah. That was a scary moment.
Okay. No, which movie was it?
That was a movie I hated when I first saw it, and the second time I actually hated it more.
Now, which one are we talking about, the original or the remake?
Oh, the remake. I've never sat through the original all the way through.
Oh, the original's brilliant.
I don't know you.
Yes.
So what was the movie? What was the scary movie that's actually held up for you?
High Tension.
I don't even remember that.
It's a newer one.
Like a couple of years old, right? It's a French movie, but
yeah,
I've watched it like maybe 4 times now.
Yeah, is it scary because there's French people in it?
It's two hot chicks in it, actually. Beaten up, but two hot chicks.
And that's why it holds up. And we're not talking about what
no
holds
nudity.
Up.
No nudity. Yeah.
It's a psychological thing. It's pretty freaky.
It's a good ending. Damn good ending.
Yeah.
You want to tell us the ending?
Nope.
Okay. Shag, you got anything over there?
Well, I definitely chimed in on Independence Day on the listserv, agreed with that one. Walked out, I thought it was great. And then about the fifth time watching, I realized, oh, this is crap. It's just pretty to look at. But I think, and this may be sacrilegious, whatever, but I would say the first season of Star Trek Next Generation, where at the time we were all like, woohoo, man, this is great, and we loved it. And now you go back when they show it on Spike, and you're like, yikes, they really need the collars.
You know, Shag, I am going to agree with you on that, but you have to understand that show was catching its legs during that time.
Oh, I agree.
I really think that they were having a rough patch, and they were catching their legs, and they were all new people also. Gotten into it, and they didn't know who the hell these characters were, and so
it's
you're
true.
Right.
Yeah. And when it's your turn, maybe
doesn't have
maybe
a beard.
Talk.
Don't watch it.
I know I'm playing. No, I'm just goofing around. No, it's I agree. All of that is the reason why. It's just like the first season of a lot of shows suffers, but it just at the time though, we all thought it was the greatest thing, and now in hindsight, it's like ooh. There's another one on the listserv that I think is pretty fitting. Lost in Space, the movie. The first time, you know, I got suckered into the hype a little bit because I was more so than most people and still am because I was working in a movie theater at the time. But yeah, that wasn't as good as you might remember.
Hey, Joey in Space, you can't beat that.
But he had that line.
Yeah, you can.
The monkey presses the button.
That was a funny line. The way he delivered it was really good.
John, do you
yes.
have any?
Yeah, I was actually trying to remember which one what I had said, but I do have. I think I may have already mentioned this. Did I already mention this about Batman? I think so. I will say
Not on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, Batman. Actually, I was working at the movie theater at the time. This is way back when, and I bought into all the hype. I was ready to see this movie. This movie is going to be the best movie ever made, and watched it. At midnight at a employee showing. Actually, I put the film together, so actually I had to watch it. I was forced to. Yeah, I hated it. And then I would subsequently, you know, walk in on pieces of it while I was wandering around the building and still hated it. And then it wasn't until probably 3 years later that I actually sat down and watched it from end to end again. And actually found that the movie actually isn't that bad. It's now one of the movies that I actually look at thinking, well, it's actually a good movie.
I think that's just because you had seen Batman and Robin and Batman Forever. And so you're like, by comparison, it's freaking Citizen Kane.
I don't think they were made that fast, were they? I don't think so. But no, actually, it was one of those that I'd seen. Jumper
is this
was
the one with the penguins?
Just kidding. No,
that was the second one.
Duncan said that he really loved Jumper when he first saw it, and then now he hates it.
My God, the worst movie of the year. Last 2 years.
Not the worst movie of the year at all. It's a decent movie.
Horrible movie.
There seemed to be this energy that was lacking, that they were like, what's going on? There seemed to be something lacking, but overall I thought it was an okay movie. It was an interesting premise. The woman who played the actress, the love interest in that, was
overhyped.
It was just written so poorly that she was the most annoying thing ever.
She's a good actress, though. That's Rachel Bilson, and she's
well,
a big
they didn't name. Give her anything then.
Go watch her on, you know, here for some reason, watch her on Chuck. She was in two episodes of Chuck, played a girl named Lou. She's great, and she's
but
cute.
For 20 minutes, Shag, she kept saying, tell me what's going on.
I'm not.
Tell me what's going on.
No, you.
What's
you,
happening?
You nailed, Sterling,
tell me.
You nailed, shut your
what, what's going on?
You nailed it, Sterling. It was the directing and the writing that failed her, not her. So.
Well, she's still.
She's cute as a button, so shut the hell up.
Whatever.
Hey, John?
Yes.
I thought of another one while we've
been venting
here listening to Shag and Sterling bicker. The remake of Planet of the Apes. The hype.
I have
going
to
in,
agree
I'm
with
like,
you.
Okay, yeah, I'll watch that. That's great. And then after, like, I got out of the theater and I thought about it for, I don't know, maybe a day or an evening, I was like, that blew. That was crap.
Actually, you know, I actually liked it for a while until I saw it again. And then I said, this is stupid. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's a very good one. I'm gonna get reamed here, which is a normal thing that I have to say every night.
That's what she said. Or never mind.
Episode one. I actually liked it the first time I watched it.
No.
Yes, I did. Yeah. And then I watched it 2 days later with my nephew, and I went and then I realized I don't even know if he's enjoying this movie. I think that I think going in, it was a thing where I had all this hype built in my mind, and I thought that, okay, well, it's been so long that anything at this point would be good. And I had, and maybe it was just shock that I had spent the money, I'd waited in line, and episode one of Star Wars episode one. See, D has blocked it out of his mind. D doesn't even remember that there was one.
I actually enjoyed that movie, still do.
Episode six, the latter half of episode six, you try to watch again, the stuff with the Ewoks and it's Leia's Luke's sister. She's always known that. What? Okay, well, she was sucking on his face in like the previous movie. It's just...
I'm not with everybody in this stuff. I can't stand the Ewoks. I couldn't stand, what's his name, Jar Jar Binks or whatever. But I completely understand that those are all children's movies, and I grew up. I can completely deal with that. They weren't movies made for me anymore, so I was fine with watching those movies. Still am. I know what I'm getting.
I would agree, not with episode one, John, but if you had said episode two, I would have. I think I saw episode two with you, John, too, yes. As well, didn't I?
Yes.
I walked out of episode two, the first several screenings, saying, okay, and part of it was just comparing it to episode one, going, all right, this is a Star Wars movie. And now, with some distance from it, it's like, oh, no, still not good.
Here were a couple of the other ones that I actually listed. V, the television movie, when I watched it as a kid, I thought it was fantastic.
Now I disagree. V is still good, but V, the TV series, is utter shite.
The A-Team.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Today I can't watch it.
I pity the fool to mess with that show.
Knight Rider's pretty bad.
So is MacGyver, unfortunately. As much as I consider MacGyver the holy grail of 80s television, it's really hard to watch sometimes.
Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Bullshit. Yep.
That was always bad. Yep.
What's wrong with I liked it when I saw it. I liked it when I saw it.
Yeah, I did too. I liked it when I saw it, but once I saw the dramatic difference between Raiders of the Lost Ark and Temple of Doom, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up as well over time.
Even close.
Yeah. Let's see. What was the other one I had? Oh, Terminator 3. I actually liked Terminator 3 in the movie theater. Can't watch it again.
I'm sorry. I didn't like it at all, period. Good.
What's that?
I've seen it three times and I actually liked it.
Oh, well.
Thought it ended the right way.
Wasn't Kirsten Dunst in that?
Well, it ended the right way. Oh. The story was okay, but the movie itself just was not very good.
True.
What?
I just don't like the movie. I just don't like the movie.
You didn't like it because it didn't have a happy ending.
No, I actually appreciate it because it didn't have a happy ending.
It did have a happy ending. They were locked together in a mountain.
That's Sterling's idea of a happy ending. That's his goal in life, is to be locked in the mountain with a chick.
You need many.
The nuclear war going off in the outside.
It wasn't Kirsten Dunst. It was the chick from My So-Called Real Life. Huh?
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
So
that's when I realized she got older.
Yeah, because being locked in the mountain with Kirsten Dunst would be my version of hell.
True.
Claire Danes,
she needs a bullet between the eyes. I'll agree with that.
Speaking of Kirsten Dunst, Spider-Man 3, for me, I loved it in the movie theater. I hate it ever since.
You're a fucking idiot for liking that to start with. That movie was awful.
I gave it a lot of leeway because of the big screen.
Man.
When I watch it on a small screen, not so much.
That movie sucked from when the credits started rolling in the beginning. I mean, oof.
So, anybody got any others?
I was going to throw out the Misfits of Science TV series.
This is true, unfortunately.
Really? Because I had Courtney Cox back then, and she was super fly hot when she was young. And then, it's really, really bad.
The show's really bad?
Oh, yeah.
I never saw the show. I never saw that one.
They only made like 17 episodes, and you can catch it on Sci-Fi or something once in a while. But, ooh, it's bad. You know, Star Trek II, now, it's not crap. But it is not as dramatically compelling as I remember it being.
The Wrath of Khan?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking
about? Yes.
It's still a great movie. It's still the best Star Trek movie they've ever done.
When's the last time you watched it?
A year ago.
I watched it about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was
watching it right now.
I'd say first contact's better than Wrath of Khan nowadays.
No,
but
not even close. No.
No, not even close.
I love
The Voyage Home with the whales.
I hated that one too.
That's fun, but it's not necessarily a great movie. Wrath of Khan is still a good movie, but it's just I think it's just because production qualities for film went so much further. I mean, you know, the incidental music got better, the directing angles got better, the special effects got better, but it's just you watch it now and it just doesn't have the same oomph it did.
It tied Star Trek the television series to Star Trek the movies. It gave it a solid interface between the two that you could always count on because the story was set up 30 years beforehand.
But you don't think having Kirk and Spock and Sulu might have been a good connection to the original TV series there?
Not as much. No, Star Trek, the original motion picture.
I know, but so you're saying bringing
the... It was disgusting. It was like seeing something completely different. It's not what the television show was, and Wrath of Khan brought it much closer.
So you're saying the storyline, not so much the fact that they had the SS Botany Bay, but just that the story felt more like Star Trek is what you're saying.
The story absolutely felt more like Star Trek, but that alone isn't my point. I still think the movie's, it's the best, in my opinion, it's the best Star Trek movie they've ever made.
Okay.
Fair enough. Still waiting.
And again, and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not. I'm just saying I just felt like it wasn't as good as I remember. So anyway, I think Ron had a couple, or Sterling had a couple ones he wanted to share.
No, I'm good.
Then why are you typing shit in the chat that you're over there?
Oh. Well, I just threw them out there, but after the hindsight, I think they're okay.
No, you're wrong. Time Machine the movie sucked my left nut. It was terrible.
All right.
Time Machine the movie was god awful.
You see, but I never thought it was good, so I just threw it out there. Well, and Vampire Hunter D, I don't even remember half the story, so I don't even know if I liked it or not. So,
ooh, that's a good Akira.
Yes.
Everyone thought it was great, and you watch it later, and you're like, eh.
It's like, what the fuck is going on in this movie? That's kind of like what happened with Final Fantasy. Not the first one. Final Fantasy, The Advent Children. I watched that, and I was like, what the heck?
I had no idea what that movie was about.
Exactly. That's what I said, too. I'm watching this movie. I'm like, "What? Who is that? Didn't we just see that guy die like 4 minutes ago? Why is he still in the battle?" And that was that movie was pretty off.
But you never,
fan movie.
But did you ever, did the first time around, did you think it was good?
I liked the first Final Fantasy movie. I thought it had a very interesting story. I liked the message, the idea of Gaia and nature and Earth and everyone's together. Final Fantasy Advent Children just was like, it was supposed to be an extension of this same battle and the same story. And they're racing around the city in these motorcycles and they're flying up, they're jumping in the air and pushing each other higher and higher into the air by using clouds as stepping stones, and everything else was real physics until that point. And it was like, what
very
the?
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do that in college.
It doesn't qualify for the category though, because he didn't like it the first time around.
No, it does, because I was looking forward to seeing it because I had seen the first movie.
That doesn't count. That just means it was a movie that sucked.
Well, while mommy and daddy continue to fight, we'll just go ahead and end this episode.
No, I got one to ask everybody.
Okay, go ahead, daddy.
And maybe no one's got an answer, but maybe you folks can go out of the listserv and tell us. A movie that I really freaking loved in the theater, and I haven't watched it a second time, and I'm curious to see anyone's opinion about watching on second viewing, is Live Hard, or was it Live Free and Die Hard?
The last Die Hard movie.
I loved it in the theater. Has anyone seen it a second time?
I have it on
DVD. I haven't seen it a second time. I saw it a first time on DVD, and I was like, all right. It's action. Okay.
He blew up a helicopter with a car.
But Kevin Smith's in it. How could it go wrong?
Exactly. He's out of bullets. So I'm just wondering if watching again, it's kind of like watching Die Hard 3 again, which was like when I watched Die Hard 3 again, I was like, oh, this isn't as exciting
as Die Hard. Oh, that was with Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. First time in the theater, I thought it was good as compared to Die Hard 2. And then upon viewing on whatever hell the channel it is that runs it every 15 minutes now. I mean, have you guys noticed that it's on TV every freaking day? Anyway, it's not so good.
I think with that last when I watched that last one, what was it, Live Free Die Hard? Or I thought I was going to see a Die Hard movie, and what it was actually was Unbreakable 2. that man just does not die. And he really needs to die.
He's John McClane.
There were no Mr. Glass wasn't in it, though. No Mr. Glass.
But he was in Die Hard 3.
Yeah, exactly.
You had
and
to be
full
there.
Circle. So this topic that had no legs seems to have grown a pair. Unlike Shaq.
Geeks do.
Anyway, this is going to do it for this episode. For D, Ron, Serve, Sterling of NewBroadPress.com, and the irredeemable Shag. Later, until next time. Peace.
See ya!
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. Visit us at theuniquegeek.com. You can reach the geeks by calling 813-579-3542. Send your comments, complaints, and story ideas via email to thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Join our list by going to groups.google.com/group/theuniquegeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike license. Peace out.
John, before... Frankenberry and chocolate. Chocula, that's funny. Before we start the next topic, John, I mean, does anyone actually have anything for the next one?
So are we going to do this topic or not this topic?
I mean, that's why I want to bring it up, because I'm afraid we're going to record it and everyone's going to be like, I got nothing.
So it'll be a 15-minute episode.